Or they rather, they were of 17 years of age. Now, unaccompanied minors, as regards the specific situation in Calais and Grand Sainte, we are aware of these situations, and all of the information that's been brought to us has been registered. Information from NGOs. Or information has been brought to us by human rights defenders. As regards the situations for minors, for unaccompanied minors, we have put into place systems to address these realities. These systems seek to identify the unaccompanied minors that are to be found in these locations. The idea is to inform them of the possibility of them receiving care, the care they need, and to inform them of the possibility of pursuing an asylum procedure. In Calais and Grand Sainte, the department and the state are working with other stakeholders in the migrant camps in which there might be minors. This is an educational approach. It's 24/7. We work with associations on the ground in Calais. There are numerous such associations, Doctors Without Borders, Catholic Services, and others. Now, the shelters are in Saint-Omer. That's sufficiently near to Calais, 20 minutes away, and this allows for daily operations and support. It is far enough, however, to protect the unaccompanied minors from the traffickers to be found in these camps. Three or four times per year, there are meetings with between the state and civil society organizations to coordinate actions undertaken on the ground. The sub-prefecture of Calais also has a quarterly meeting with the entirety of the stakeholders. This addresses the more broader issue of migrants, children, and adults alike. Further, there is work undertaken to fight human trafficking. We will perhaps address that more specifically under another heading. Questions were asked on that topic. We work with the Department of the North and the Red Cross.